Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun morning, Bruce. Lots of good baseball conversation this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Absolutely. Two winning teams last night. And how about those White Sox 5-5 in the last 10 games? You want to, I know it's wow. Not a sexy thing to start there, but where do you want to begin?
Well, let's start there.
It's a good spot.
They got something from Luis Robert. To me, that's the headline. The guy not only hit a run-scoring double, he got himself a home run. And, as we've talked about this idea, I think Bob Nightingale wrote it over the weekend, so it's got to be true that they want to trade the guy. That's all they want to do. Okay, well, maybe now you got a chance. If he can start doing that on a regular basis.
Yeah, I want to be 6'5" and blonde, but, that's not happening. So, what you want and what you get are two different things. I think it's encouraging to see him pull a ball, even if it's the Crawford boxes, okay? It's not the most difficult home run in the world, but just to see him hit a ball with authority like that and have a couple important hits, I think it's a big deal. And again, is $20 million prorated by the August 1st going to be a deal breaker for them to be able to trade him? I think if he continues on a track of improving here, I think they'll be able to move him, get a couple players back that they want, and move on from where they've been with him.
Bruce, have they convinced themselves that Grant Taylor is going to be a reliever for good, or is this just a one-season trial to see what they have? And much like going way back, Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet before him, Grant Taylor eventually will be penciled in as a starter.
Yeah, even go back to Mark Burley starting in the bullpen. That's what the White Sox have done better probably than anyone else over the years, and I think Taylor is the latest person to be involved with that. You look at him and you see the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. You saw the breaking ball that buckled a couple people's feet in there. There's a lot to be thinking good things about. But again, limited innings last year, right? So it's kind of the same Crochet situation. You're not going to start him, I don't think, this year. I think it's mostly bullpen. And if you have a dominant guy there, maybe he's your closer by the end of the year. Who knows? But it's really a good sign. And just watching all these good young players with the White Sox coming up and contributing, it has to be a little bit encouraging to White Sox fans.
Who's next? I mean, is Colson Montgomery the next one up, if indeed he I think he has a hand injury, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a little while longer. He's gotten hit by pitches a couple times that's kept him out after improving. He certainly has improved since he worked with the White Sox hitting coach and with Fuller and really looked to improve his ability to hit with power again. So, again, 23-year-old guy trying to work his way up. I think he's the next one, but I don't expect it to be next week. Maybe by the All-Star game after that, something like that. But there are a lot of nice things to watch for the White Sox right now.
So, Bruce, let's talk about the Cubs. They play today, pregame right here on the Score, 11:30 with Zach Zaidman. They have the final game in the big series against the Phillies. They can win the series by winning today I feel like it's a big moment for Ben Brown. We've said that his last two starts, and really he's come through with two gems against the Reds and then the Tigers. What do you expect today from Ben Brown, and how big is this series for the Cubs to win?
Well, you know, I talk about player development until people get sick sometimes, but Ben Brown has been improving, and watch to see if the changeup continues to be a part of what he's doing. So really good fastball, 97 miles an hour, a great knuckle curve when he's controlling it. The third pitch, the changeup, is what he's been working on. He showed it last time. He said he had the exact amount, 6% of the time he threw it. Last time he had that for the media when he came out of his start, because that's all he's been talking to people about is, you know, a third pitch, and it's coming along. So this is the maturation of a very good young pitcher, a kid that should be an excellent starting pitcher for the Cubs for a long time, but there's still progress that he has to make. And as you say, today is another example of a good start against a Phillies team that's not so great right now, but still has a lot of slug in it from the left side, starting with Schwarber.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, you heard from Tommy Hotovy about, and I guess you heard from Craig Counsell on The Score yesterday about Shota Imanaga, and he's feeling better. He had his first outing. He pitched 45 pitches. He did some more bullpen work, 25 pitches, I'm sorry, and he did 15 pitches out of the bullpen. So he's going to try to get to 50 or 55 on Saturday.
July 1st.
It is July 1st. Okay.
No. I'm saying from what I'm seeing as far as his buildup,
yeah,
where he's going to have to build up to 75 pitches, probably do it a second time. It's
right.
Probably going to be the last week of June, you know, the last few days of
yes.
June or July 1st. That's,
gotcha.
That looks like it. I don't know if Counsell said that or not. He's not one to put dates and
right.
put himself in a corner on that, but that looks like the progression moving forward if he doesn't have any backups.
That's longer than we thought at first. What kind of shape do you think he will be in coming? What should we expect from Shota Imanaga the rest of the season? Is it just business as usual when he returns, or are we right to be a little bit wary about what to expect?
Well, since he's never had this type of injury before, I don't think he knows what to expect. But we know his work ethic. We know the conditioning that he usually does. He's on top of his game. He's a seasoned pro, and he knows what it takes to get out there. Coming back from an injury, you know, is he going to be protecting it? Are they going to protect him against it? I don't think you can do that with a starting pitcher. If you don't have your legs under you, you're not going out there starting and being impactful, okay? So he's got to be 100% back from this injury, no question mark. It's just the pitch count that he has to build up. So with that in mind, you know, you should expect the same pitcher coming back for the Cubs, a really smart pitcher, knows how to get people out with his fastball up and his changeup down. I don't think that's going to change.
When you think about where they're at with the pitching, you know, okay, so I think we've talked about this idea that they've done pretty well for themselves. How long before there is help here? You know, when we've talked to you, you said it may happen earlier than expected. We know that when the trade deadline is. Will they be making a move? Will they be making more than one move for starting pitching?
I hope they make at least one early, okay? Because they're sitting in a really good place, and you know, lately, you know, they've been exposed on some areas with starting pitching, guys only getting the fourth, fifth inning, you know, and that's to be expected. They've outslugged some of those outings like they did yesterday, but they need another top quality pitcher. There's no question about it. It's just the matchup with the teams like Florida, you know, or Miami and Arizona and, you know, teams that are going to be looking to trade, certainly Colorado. So do you like those guys? How much inventory is it going to cost you back? Those are the key answers. But I don't think anybody in the organization, I think Jed's been on record many times already over the last month saying, Starting pitching is the one area that we're going to really look at. I would say, you know, with what's going on with Kelly right now and the unknown status of Amaya, that you might be looking at some more catching.
Ooh.
As well. I mean, McGuire has done a really good job. He's a seasoned pro, so I think that's been a very underscored story of the Cubs, is that McGuire has done a good job. But I don't think they should expect much offense from the catching spot until Amaya gets back, and we don't have a return date for him at this point.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bruce, so they said there would be no math, but I want you to kind of project anyway. Cade Horton has pitched 60 innings, roughly, 60 and a third perhaps, 12 appearances. You can do the math. That's 5 innings per appearance. There are 95 games left. If five-man rotation is rather – he maybe could be projected to make as many as 19 starts. I don't think he's going to make 19 more starts. But I do wonder, what do you expect the pitching limit to be in terms of innings on Cade Horton, and what can the Cubs reasonably expect from him as they pursue a pennant?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and it's one that we can probably ask every week until they decide what to do with him. But he doesn't look like a guy returning from only 37 innings last year. I mean, it's kind of crochet-like that. He really has a really nice delivery. He's got a smooth fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. I don't see any reason to worry about it right now, but I think, knowing he only threw 37 innings last year, you know, there'll come a time where they start to be anxious about it. And what do they do about it? Do they return him to the bullpen when they make a trade, when Imanaga comes back? How do they limit those innings? So creativity in August and September will be something that we'll be looking at. For now, he just looks at like a really good young developing pitcher in the rotation. I think you said it the other day on the show. It was I think they've only lost one game that he's started.
Yeah.
So he's kind of been a good luck charm for him as well.
You know, we had talked about lineup stuff with the Cubs and you know, who should lead off and is Ian Happ doing enough? We wondered about what was going on with Dansby Swanson, and then those guys go off yesterday. That was the first two-homer game of the season for Happ. Do you sense that he's getting healthier and better moving forward, or is that just recency bias?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at his career. He usually is right around an 800 OPS player, right? So, you know, going into yesterday, he was around 700. He's going to be that player. Now, as to whether he should lead off or not, that's another question. You know, there's been a lot of people in the corner of, you know, Nico Horner, who led off a few years ago, moving him up, moving somebody up to the second spot, and moving some of the power guys down. But, you know, with Craig Counsell, the one thing we've learned is if you have an 800-plus OPS, you're going to be batting in the top five. And if you don't, you're going to be in the bottom portion of the lineup. That's how he works it. I mean, you can't say it's not working for him. The offense has been as good as just about anybody's this year. But from the perspective of what you expect from a lineup, you know, a lot of people are still saying, you know, why not Nico Horner up there? Why not move Shaw up there? why not move some of the slug down since you're not getting the 7th, 8th, and 9th guys the same production you were getting in the first half? I think it was unrealistic to think you were going to continue to get, you know, 1,000 OPS from your catcher. And since they moved Armstrong up, you have somebody else hitting down there. So from all of that, moving some of the power further down in the lineup might be a way to go.
Bruce, as the weather has warmed up, so has Ryan Pressly's velocity ticked up a little bit. And he seems a little bit more comfortable. That was Tommy Hotovy's simple answer to the question about what's different about Pressly lately. Might he be a guy that gradually inches back into that ninth inning role? I know Daniel Palencia has been very good the other night aside, but I don't know if the Cubs feel like, you know, if Pressly is ready to go, or if he starts to improve and looks like the guy they thought they were getting from Houston, will he eventually be the closer?
I think he could be, and I don't think having more than one guy closing is the worst thing in the world these days. As long as you have back-end guys that are getting people out, I think that's it's a really good thing. And Presley's, you know, again, improving 2 to 3 miles per hour on the fastball, that's really impressive. If you noticed last night as well, you know, you saw a little bit of Ray, his ball was hitting 95 early in the game as well. So whatever they're doing in that pitch lab, it's working out pretty good. They're getting more velo out of their pitchers. And if Pressly is the closer at the end of the year, I don't see anything wrong with it. Palencia continues to be an important back-end guy. I'll use the old Craig Counsell line. We're just looking for 27 outs. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Whenever he wants to get us off of a subject, you know, if I go off the rails, he goes, Bruce, we're just looking for 27 outs.
You have to say it with a little bit more detachment, Bruce.
I can't. I can't be as detached as he is when he's talking to me. When he's talking to me, he's as detached as you can get.
You know, it's fascinating, though, because Presley's, you know, if an uptick in velocity is huge, and he's been there before, but he can't uptick to 100 miles an hour like Palencia can. So I don't know.
Doesn't have to, though, Mullet.
Okay, all right.
Because he's got a really good breaking ball.
Yes, he does.
And using that breaking ball early in the count, like any good relief pitcher, back-end relief pitcher, to set up the fastball, doesn't have to be 100. You know, you're planting a seed in the hitter's head. Hey, I have to be careful about that breaking ball. He's really using it well. Oh, and now he's thrown 95, and it's up and out of the zone. It's a lot for a hitter to think about. So that in itself makes Pressly a better pitcher.
Really good stuff, Bruce. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, pal.
Guys, have a great day.
You too.
That is our guy, Bruce Levine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.